The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. On today's podcast, we will hear from Lewis Keeling from Knights on their preparation for the national tournament. But first, England men's and mixed netball youth development officer Sophie Hansel, who told us what her role involves.
So I work alongside Jen Walsh and Lewis Keeling. So we're the development officers for the various arms of men's and mixed. So Lewis looks after the men's, Jen looks after the mixed, and I'm the youth aspect of that. So looking at getting players for obviously both men's and mixed in future. And obviously the key for us is at the moment they can play mixed as part of high fives or B netball, as it's now called, in primary schools. And then when they get to high schools, there's less opportunities. So it's just trying to sort of fill that gap between the ages of 12 and 16, when they can then, there's more opportunities and provision available in men's and mixed netball locally.
Lewis has been on, so you're on now. So it's definitely Jen's turn next. Tell us a bit about your background in netball as a whole, and you were also involved as part of Nets, weren't you?
Yeah, so I've obviously started playing traditional netball when I was younger, gone through county systems and played Prem netball for a team called Thoroughbreds in Norfolk, and then just saw an opportunity to go and trial for indoor netball Nets, as it's known in England, a few years ago. I think it was maybe like 2016 might have been the first one, maybe even earlier than that. And then got selected for the mixed team to go to South Africa, and then trialled again the following year and got selected for Australia. And then my last one was New Zealand, playing in the World Champs there. I'm a bit of a Nets advocate. It's a shame we don't have a bit more of it in the country at the moment, but it's definitely the key to sort of my introduction to mixed netball has been through indoor netball.
I'm a bit of a Storm fan, so my introduction to Nets as well was obviously through the likes of Talissa and Frankie at Storm.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be in and around your side in your team at the time?
Yeah, so Talissa was in the ladies' team in South Africa when I was in the mixed, and Frankie was in, I don't know if it's under-18s or under-21s. And then also Laura Rudland, who's played Celtic Dragons and Team Bath previously. She's been in Nets junior teams previously. And then Beth Dix, who obviously was at Mavs and now at Sirens, doing really well. She's been involved in the under-18 team that won in Australia. And also Lucy Herdman has been involved in the indoor netball teams at various points. I think she was in Australia and New Zealand and the most recent South Africa as well.
And just on a personal level as well, nice to have the Tom Rez trophy back at Storm.
Yeah. Tom and Taff are the actual legends of indoor netball.
Weren't you involved with the early days of Knights as well, in the original setup?
Yeah, so when Lewis wanted to get something started, obviously, I knew him through mixed netball in New Zealand and playing for England there. He just asked if I was available, and just jumped at the opportunity, saw it as a real privilege in the early days to try and help him set something up. So I was invited as a guest selector to sort of see what talent they had. And I know it's grown and grown, but even at those early stages, there was a lot of interest and some real talent that he'd sort of unearthed.
And just that growth as well, obviously 3 years on, the fact that they've got more teams, they're almost a different level to where they were initially.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice as well, because in the early days, I've still seen people that that are now playing that when I was selecting, they were kind of just coming into the sport and just being introduced, and to sort of see them still committed to that and having grown and developed as being involved in that, and all the other experiences and opportunities they've got as part of being involved at Knights is really, really good.
You'll be seeing more teams around the country as well, and that's important as we move forward.
Yeah, I know that's definitely something that at EMNA we're trying to grow with the league that we're trying to start up, and obviously Nationals coming up in just under a month. It's really, really good to see that there's more provision available around the country for men and hopefully boys in the future to play men's and mixed netball.
There was a recent tweet that just said, if you haven't got a local team, then still get in touch and we'll try and get something together. Do you want to tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, I know in our recent committee meeting, I know it was an area that people have highlighted. If they don't have a team that's local to them and they can't go along and train regularly, we know there's people in the indoor netball world and that we've played with previously that are keen to sort of get involved. But we just want to kind of allow everyone the opportunity to be involved in the first national championships, and then hopefully if there's nothing in their area currently, they might then be able to go back and sort of set something up as a result of being involved in the national champs.
I'm hoping as well that you or maybe the rest of the committee would have had an email in just saying, look, really appreciate you doing this. Thanks for setting it up. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to get involved.
Yeah, I think we're really lucky. I find the netball community is always really welcoming and inclusive and grateful of all sort of opportunities that we get. So I think it is really, really good. And I know around the country, there's quite a lot of people who have put online saying like how lucky they feel and how privileged they are that they've now got the opportunity to play. So that's really good.
Tournament's a while off.
Keeping up by the day.
Is it a suitable email that people can get in touch with you if, like we said, they haven't got a team and just want to try and get involved?
Yeah, so there's I think there's a Google Doc that people can fill in, just express their interest. It's on all the EMNA social media sites, or I'm sure they can just search on the website to say if they're interested in being involved. And then we're looking to sort of put teams together from people expressing their interest. But I know we've got a really, really good setup with Nottingham and Trent as well. So there's accommodation and everything included that you can pay extra for but they're putting on for us. So there's a whole package as part of the tournament weekend and sponsors and just various things. So it should be a really, really good experience.
Sounds good. More information online at englandmmna.com. Sophie, thank you for your time and best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kaylia Stanton, and this is the Netball Show podcast.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Knights men's netball have recently hit 2,000 followers in just under 3 years. We asked Lewis what this means to the side.
It's pretty cool. Like we're really happy with it. I mean, when we started this, we didn't expect to be anywhere near any of these kind of numbers. And I know for a lot of people, this is small fry numbers, but you know, men's netball is a very kind of small emerging sport in London and England, but we're hoping to grow it a lot bigger. And just the support and the acceptance and the help from everybody has been brilliant.
And the thanks as well to Paulson, obviously stars along the way, their continued support.
Yeah, I think the continued support from all of the Super League teams, England netball, the England teams, etc., has been brilliant throughout. It, you know, it doesn't come down to any particular club. I mean, if you look at the first club who gave us game, it was the first five games against Surrey Storm, and if you look at the first club who gave us a sevens game, it was Manchester Thunder. And you know, all of the clubs in every single that way, they've all got involved and helped us and given us game time, etc. And so that's been brilliant. I mean, recently, obviously, with the lockdown and having London Pulse and Stars come forward in the way they have and ask us for those four training associates each has been a bit of a lifesaver, to be honest, for a lot of our players, you know, because we understand that players up and down the country as part of their squads, you know, female players and male players, whatever, have really struggled throughout lockdown not having their sport to play, and to have those amazing opportunities for 8 to 11 of our players just made a massive difference to the experience during lockdown. And you know, also gave us a lot of knowledge that we can now kind of help to spread to other players in our group. So, yeah, really good.
And we can only hope, really, that Fast Five is back. That early exposure early on, and like you said, just building from there, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if all the rules start to be relaxed as we all hope, then, you know, hopefully there will be a Fast Fives competition, and we'd love another invite to play some kind of exhibition game, maybe against one of the new teams that are out there, and see how that goes. But yeah, then the season starting after that, and the pre-season is kind of when we usually start to get our invites for game time and for training games, etc. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that will kind of pick back up after obviously last year not being able to do that. So yeah, really excited for it. You know, every one of these opportunities we get is, you know, we count our lucky stars for it. So it's yeah, every single one of them is pretty cool.
just a bit of a shame that Danat didn't nip home, although rightfully so. But
yeah. Now, well, I think he deserves it. You know, what a season they've had.
Incredible.
Deserves some time off and to head home and see the family. And they've done a brilliant job up there. I don't think anybody could disagree with that. And in terms of the recruitment, in terms of the play style, and just the kind of feeling in the club, it just from the outside anyway, looking in, it looks like a great environment to be in.
How did the trials go?
Really well. Yeah, we got a bunch of new players down, and we've maintained our three squads, which was our hope, considering all the other teams that are starting up around the country and players who maybe have played for us previously, but they were from different parts of the country, moving back to try and support those areas, which is we're all supporting, obviously, as people who are trying to build men's netball as a whole. And so, yeah, so with all that kind of change and alteration, we've managed to really maintain a fantastic group of players and maintain the three squads, which was what our hope was.
And has that been the main focus over the last couple of months, just the prep for the tournament as well?
Yeah. I mean, the main focus over the last couple of months has definitely been trials and getting to a clear picture of our squads. That is always the biggest thing as you approach trials. But and understanding where you're going to be post trials and what the plan is, etc. Especially, and as you say, given the nationals tournament coming up, which is we're only a month away now. We feel like we're in good shape. We feel like we can challenge for that title, and we really hope that we can. We're really looking forward to playing it out against some great opposition. So yeah, should be good.
It's really good to see as well. Obviously, as that national tournament draws closer, Emna have made that news and made it available that if you haven't maybe got a local team, still get in touch and still get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are many different ways in which we can engage people in the play, but I think in the mixed environment where there may be not so many clubs, although there are plenty of mixed teams all over the country, there's not so many clubs, trying to bring people together who are good players who maybe don't have something in their area is pretty key to us kind of growing the sport at that level. Because as with Knights, when we started out, we brought players from all over the country to create that solid base that can compete at that pretty high level that we were hoping to compete at. So I'm hoping that this gives opportunities for players who maybe didn't have a team close to them or weren't able to get involved previously, or were maybe playing as part of a kind of lower level mixed team and wanted somewhere to try and expand into. Because I mean, when we originally started out, that was us really. We were all playing mixed leagues. We were playing very good mixed leagues, but there wasn't anywhere to expand to. And the female athletes in our mixed leagues could go off to Prem, and they could go off to even up to kind of like Super League level, and some did, but there wasn't anywhere for the guys to go. So if this is like looking at great male or female mixed athletes who just want that next level to step up to, hopefully this can provide it. And the more people we get involved, the better really at this stage, because we are, although mix has been around for a long time and is definitely an established sport, men's is definitely an emerging sport, and mixed at that level is an emerging sport. So we're really excited about it, and we'll see how it goes.
I spoke to Karen Bailey on retirement, and I did mention the fact whether or not she'd be interested in mixed, and she said never say never.
Yeah.
Really exciting times ahead at Knights. How can we find out more if you haven't got in touch already?
Yeah, I mean, we're still very much recruiting. So if people are interested in playing, then we're always been recruiting from day one. It's our 3 years. We try not to turn anyone away wherever we can, but we're also looking for a certain standard of play. So we certainly want people to get involved. You can find us on our Facebook group or on Instagram or on Twitter. Get in touch there or directly at knightsmensnetball@gmail.com.
We've been a long time supporter of Emna and the work they do in the UK. Thanks to Steph and Lewis. News on that junior membership: if you're under 16, head on over to englandmmna.com. That's going to be free. Big advantage of signing up as well. Find out where the need is. Find out how you can get involved on a local level and help Emna find out where that demand is. And today there's also been great news. Sideline.tv are going to be streaming all the games live. Head on over, get signed up there for more information.
If you've news and info from your club or want to share anything, do get in touch. You can email us info@thenetballshow.co.uk or send us a direct message on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. And if your team is looking for a new kit, head over to flyhawk.com to give their kit designer a try. Lots of options and styles. Treat your side to a new kit ahead of the summer leagues starting back up.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.